just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed. Nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head. They keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun.
We need some sun. No, we don't. It's October. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today, and what a day it is. It finally feels like we're heading into winter. We're sitting here in fall, getting ready for Thanksgiving, and it just is unbelievable what's going on around us. Monica at 991fmtalk.com if you want to send me an email this morning, or the talk and text line at 884-9910. But let me tell you, first off, before we start the show, let's take a minute and think about all of those that have lost their property or been displaced. It just seems like fire has broken out all around us with these horrendous winds yesterday. So the people in Douglas, the people in here in Reno, the Pine Haven fire, wow. Thank goodness for the rain, and even in some areas, the little bit of snow that we got. This is rough. There's so many other things that we have to deal with. Being displaced out of your home shouldn't be one of them. And we're going to see that actually a lot more. We are going to see that a lot more. And not because of fire, but because of COVID restrictions. We're going to see it because of increased rents. We're going to see it because of lack of money, not being able to pay bills. Please think about your neighbors. Think about your community. The best way that you can give, especially right now, is to community organizations. People you know who are helping out. The volunteer fire departments, FISH, Salvation Army. You know, if you do donate to the Red Cross, make sure you are specific in the memo of your check, if you still write checks, or when you send a donation, what area you want it to go to. You can do that. And we probably should do a little praying, a little bit more, to get us through all of this. So I just texted a friend of mine who owns a salon. Unfortunately, she is not in the area. She went to an area that, well, doesn't have to deal with all these BS restrictions being laid down by Governor Nosek. So I'm waiting for her response. If any salon owner out there has received a letter from the state, please call into the show, 884-9910. I want to read you this letter that I just received. Hey, Monica, it seems that the state has sent letters to at least hair salons starting that beginning 11/24, those businesses will be required to be closed for 6 weeks through the holidays. I'm sure this is not the only business that Hair Sisalak will be closing or severely augmenting in a major effort to control the peasants. So we all need to be prepared for a photo op directive coming out on Tuesday. Oh, I received this yesterday. No, did I receive this today? So this may be this upcoming Tuesday. And the wave of sheep clearing out of the teepee. Again, what's with the toilet paper? What? COVID has nothing to do with going to the bathroom. I don't get the toilet paper thing, but okay. The wool that is being pulled over people's eyes is just amazing. Personally, I've had a household member with underlying conditions test positive who, yes, had congestion and was run down for about 2 weeks, but they made it through fine. And funny enough, not one other person in the household got infected. Lord knows we tried to get it so our bodies would know how to deal with it in the future. Everyone needs to understand it's a freaking virus and it's going to run its course. Vaccines might be 90% effective in trials, but that's controlled with one strain. And I believe there is roughly 14 or so strains out there right now. A yearly vaccine like the one for COVID is just like the flu. It's a guessing game of what yearly strains it will be for it to be effective. Last year, for example, the flu vaccine was under 20% effective. And on average, it's roughly 40 to 60% effective. People's bodies also learn how to deal with viruses. Lastly, being a virus and a mask isn't going to stop it. Any available membrane the virus can adhere to will allow transmission. Eyes, ear canal, open cuts, etc. For the people concerned and panicky, stay home. Live in your bubble. Wear your hazmat suit. Seen it. Or whatever makes you happy. I'll be vacationing again in the Caribbean for the second time this year since everything is cheap and almost no one at the resorts. FYI, it's cleaner there than it is here, even with all the panicked people. Restrictions and OSHA fining everyone, so Harris Sisolak can throw lavish parties while the peasants must fall in line. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. You too, Mr. B. You too. So, like I said, I've emailed my friend who has a salon. If anybody out there who has a salon or Deb with a barbershop, please let me know if you've received this letter or if you have any type of business that has received this letter, because that is BS. Brings me to my next point as I find my little open page here. I need to refresh. 15 days, 3 hours, and 44 minutes. That's how much time you have to sign the petition to recall Sisolak. To recall him. TakingNevadaBack.com. Just put it in your top, in the main bar there for the websites. TakingNevadaBack.com. This is just so ridiculous. We're all going to be mailing toilet paper for Christmas. That's going to be the big Christmas gift. But as you will see, just like we have seen in the past, salons, barbershops, gyms, churches, bars, locally owned restaurants. It's not going to be the big corporations that get shut down. Because coronavirus doesn't seem to, they don't seem to affect that. So the big corporations will be sustaining and thriving. Jeff Bezos and Amazon will be thriving because of Governor Sisolak. Governors like Sisolak and Newsom and Whitmer, who do not adhere to their own rules. Don't know if you caught any of the news conference with Gavin Newsom talking about giving his apology for going to that party, not using good judgment. He was laughing. He was trying to hold everything back. He was laughing because he doesn't care about anybody else. He will do just like Sisolak and his Halloween party. He will do exactly what these people, they'll do what they want to do. And they want to fine you. They want to catch you breaking their rules so they can fine you. Do you think they're going to pay a fine? Where's the fine levied on Sisolak for his Halloween party? Where's the fine leveled on Gavin Newsom and his party? No, that's only for organizations or entities that may have supported the president. You mean the American people? Yeah, the American people. So I will be at a nice size gathering tonight at Paisans. Mount Rose Republican Women's Club. We are having our monthly dinner. If you want to find out what being in a club is like that actually, you know, works and makes a difference in your community when it comes to politics, come on out and join us tonight. It's $35 for non-members, or is it $40? It might be $40 for non-members. Join the club. We're actually having a big bazaar tonight. We're having a bunch of, you know, things that you can come and buy for Christmas. Sports memorabilia. There's some political stuff. There's some girly stuff. There's jewelry. But we're doing that so the club can get money for the things that we do. Our scholarships, our giving to political candidates to make sure that Nevada is red, flowing with Republicans. We turned a few seats. Very happy with that. But you know what? It all takes money. So, cocktails start 5:30. Come on down. We're going to have fun. We're also going to have an amazing guest speaker, FBI agent, who works with, I know it's not a Christmas Thanksgiving, but you know what? It is a Thanksgiving. It is a Thanksgiving topic. We're going to be talking about finding and rescuing people from the slave trade, that's going on right now, especially children. Because what President Trump is doing to make sure that all these groups are being broken up, amazing. So, just throwing it out there. You want to come hang out tonight, do a little Christmas shopping, a little something for everybody. But right now, I want to hear from you what you think about what's going on. And are you going to shut down for Thanksgiving? What are you seeing on the store shelves? 884-9910. Talk and text. 884-9910. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Today's poll question at 991FMTalk.com is, should Warm Springs Correctional Center in Carson City, or really any other Nevada prison, be doing compassionate release of inmates due to an increase in COVID cases? Wouldn't you think that that environment, you could do the self-isolation and they have the medications and everything right there? Why put them back out into the general public? But that's my opinion. Seriously? Is that something that they should? Boy, that sounds like a California thing, doesn't it? Sounds like a New York thing when they were releasing all those people and then they went right back to crimes. Mm-hmm. Yesterday's poll question. Wow, this is pretty cool. With all of the drama surrounding the 2020 election, should Nevada, 22% say audit the election results. 7% said certify the vote as is, move on. 71% of those participating said we need a new 100% in-person vote. That's what we need. Today and yesterday's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Thank you so much. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. Check in with Mark this morning. Hi, Mark. Thanks for calling in. You want to talk about Sisolak?
Yeah, I missed a little bit of what you were talking about and what he's planning on shutting down again. I wanted to do a little bit of a shout out to a couple of restaurants that don't really get a lot of publicity in town. Well, one does, Coney Island Bar and Grill, which has dynamite food.
Oh,
but the other ones is Louie's. If you guys have never been to Louie's, you need to go to Louie's and have their chicken sandwich. Because if they shut Louie's down again, they're probably never going to open back up. And that's a travesty in Reno. That would make me sick, physically sick, if they shut Louie's down again.
Where is Louie's?
Louie's is on the corner of 5th and... Is it 5th or 6th? It's either 5th or 6th and Virginia Street.
Okay.
I believe. 5th and 6th on Virginia or Center. One of them two. But it's right on the corner. It's hard to spot, but there is a sign that says Louie's on it. But they're fantastic. If you've never had their chicken sandwich, you're missing out.
And see, that's what is so frustrating with all of this, because it's the good mom and pop local restaurants, bars, hair salons, the local people that we rely on, that we trust, that's who all of this BS is killing.
That's been around a lot longer than Sisolak has, that's for sure.
That's just, yeah. Mark, thank you for calling. Was that it?
Yeah, that's it. I just wanted to say have a great day. You guys drive safe in the rain.
You too. Yeah, this is great. A little bit of rain and snow, hopefully helping with the fires. I know it makes it difficult out there, but I don't know what more we can say. Because Sisolak's the one that that pulls the trigger, but it's the sheriffs. It's the sheriffs in the different counties that should be standing up for us and standing up for our rights. They're in their elected positions. Who is going to stand up for us? I know the president is trying to stand up with us. I hope you are keeping the faith. I hope you are trying to stay positive with all the negativity that the mainstream media is putting out there. That he's lost this and he's lost that. I've told you before, there's nothing that he does that isn't for a purpose. And that includes the lawsuits in smaller communities, in smaller states. He's got to have those lawsuits, those fails in the court to go to the big guys for them to see what's going on and to take it on. And it's for us to see all of these different courts, all of these different federal judges that were appointed, or even the judges that were elected to the state Supreme Courts, the decisions that they're handing down against the American people, against a transparent election, against the fraud, the manipulation that has been going on for decades. Just trying to bring the truth to light. But those who don't speak the truth, that is the worst thing possible for them, and they will fight tooth and nail to keep it from coming to light, pulling out all their stops, pulling out all their favors. But I feel comfortable in saying, because even the Federal Elections Commission believes Sidney Powell and believes there has been election fraud. So, we just be patient. We'll be back after this Fox News update on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local FM Talk. KKFT for Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at
884-9910. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today and any day. Live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Talk and text 884-9910, Monica 991-FMTalk.com. That's my email. And 991-FMTalk.com for today's poll question. At it again. Warm Springs Correctional Center in Carson City looking at compassionate release of inmates due to an increase in COVID cases. Should they or any Nevada prison be doing that? 991fmtalk.com. Yesterday's poll question, with all the drama surrounding our election here in Nevada, what should we be doing? 7% said certify the vote as is. 22% said audit the election results. 71% said have a 100% in-person vote. In-person vote. There you have it. Today's poll question and yesterday is brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Let's see. Let's go to the talk and text lines. We have Jesse on the line. Is that correct, Mr. Producer Man? All right. Let's go to Jesse. And I jumped the gun and didn't let my producer finish typing out. But Jesse, what did you want to talk about today on the show? Thanks for calling in. Do I have Jesse?
or you were just there talking to a gentleman about small businesses.
I got Jesse now. Hi, Jesse.
How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
No, I was just listening to you on the radio about the small businesses and some of them closing down again, and then a lot of them not even being able to open back up, you know, and I was saying I want to start a GoFundMe for some of these businesses and find out what the fine is if they were to stay open, you know, and so, see if we can just pay those fines to keep some of these smaller businesses afloat.
I don't know what they do to determine the fine, but because they make it different for everybody.
I said my wife and I are both in the restaurant business and have been for a really long time, and we always make a point to work for ma and pa restaurants just because we don't like the corporate, we don't like to be just another number. We like to, you know, even if it is less money, we still like ma and pa. We always prefer that. You know, but the bottom line is nobody's helping these businesses out. The government's not helping them out. So what are we supposed to do? You know, I mean, we're not even getting helped out. As American citizens, we're having our jobs taken away. All we want to do is work and make money and pay our bills like we have been for years and years on our life. And we can't do that. I mean, come on.
We need somebody. We need somebody with some, you know, clout and political power to start that GoFundMe page so it can be, you know, watched and appropriate people can write in and get the money. Blaine Osborne did it for the fines that were levied against the airport down in Minden, and it raised more than what the fine was, and actually it is still open to help other businesses with the fines. But
that's what I'm talking about. If one place can do it, we can do it for everybody, you know. And let these corporate businesses close down, that's okay. They got billions in the bank already. But these other family-owned businesses, they live paycheck to paycheck just like the employees that work for them do, you know. They're not getting rich off of owning a restaurant, you know, and a lot of people need to understand that, you know. Everybody's in the same boat except for corporate. You know, and that's the sad part about it, is corporate's getting taken care of, but these family companies are not getting taken care of, period. And they need to be, you know. If one person can start a GoFundMe and help out, then we can all do it, you know, and we should.
Yeah.
I mean, Reno's a small town. I'm not even from here, and I've been here for 5 years. And, like, that's the one thing I notice is everybody has each other's back, you know, and that's one thing that this place has, and that's a good thing. So, you know,
that's
a
great
thing.
No, I agree with you 100%, Jesse.
I agree with you. We need someone political power to actually do it. And there's enough people here in Reno and Carson City or Gardnerville, Minden. We should be able to do it.
Yeah, we need somebody to act on it. It's, you know, Jesse, call, if you can, call people with the legislature, call people with the assembly, call people with the city council, and challenge them. See who's going to do it. And remember those who say they're not going to.
Absolutely. No, 100%. I agree. Well, I just wanted to call in and just spit my couple words out there and give my 2 cents. And I appreciate you guys on the radio. And, yeah, we'll see what we can do.
Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate it. You have a blessed day. All right, let's go to Jeff Church, because Jeff has some thoughts on what's going on with our Reno Fire Department. Jeff, I don't know if we've talked. I know that I emailed you, but congratulations on your win for the Washoe County School District Board of Trustees. I'm so happy that we're going to have somebody on there who's really, really fighting for the kids and fighting for our community. So you watchdog you.
Yeah, thank you. I do welcome input. It's basically 6-1 on the board, but I will try to be a team player and do what I can to improve the quality of education. And I kind of upset some of those people. I said, I'm also looking out for the taxpayer, whether they have kids or not.
Yeah, this is a big retirement community. And I hear that a lot from people complaining that I don't even have kids in the school system. And yet, look at all the money that we're paying in taxes. Jeff, what's up with the Reno Fire Department and the browned out and the stations that are opening? We all of a sudden have a lot of fires going on. And they're gaining ground on us.
Yes, the Reno Fire Department, unlike the others, we love the other ones. We love Truckee Meadows. The Reno Fire Department is out of control with pay. They're out of control by not allowing volunteers. They don't allow seasonals. And the big question is whether that station up by Cash Hill by the fire was open or not. Recently, it's been closed, but yet they gave the fire department a 5% pay raise. It's incredible. Retroactive. Part of it was retroactive. They're probably among the highest paid in the nation. And when you read the contract, it is just outrageous. I mean, we support firefighters, but not these outrageous contracts. And believe it, Monica, I can show it to you in writing. They're allowed to use heroin, methamphetamine, cocaine. They're allowed to use illegal drugs. It's on. You can look at the Zoom meeting at City Council November 12th. It is incredible.
Yeah, that's, you've shown me that before, and they do have a sweet contract, and that's something that we need to be challenging the Reno City Council. Jeff, have you heard anything about them opening back up to the public?
No. And like, there's a meeting today on homeless, and you're not allowed to put in your public comment during the meeting. They're going to do what they're going to do. They are looking at raising the GST, annual vehicle registration tax, for the homeless. That's not going to happen today, but it's a joint meeting of Reno, Sparks, and the county commission. And yeah, we're locked out. You can go to a casino and gamble, but you can't go to city council.
So they're going to consider raising taxes once again for money to help with a situation that they haven't fixed in, what has it been, 5 years that it's really increased?
Monica, money is always the answer. Don't we understand? Apparently we don't. It's just throw more money at it.
Yeah, that's why you ran. That's why you ran for the school board.
Yes, it's and it's not going to tomorrow or today's meeting at 1 o'clock isn't going to actually vote on that tax. But yes, it's your annual vehicle registration tax. You probably already pay about $400 a year per car, and now it's going to go up another $100. So
yeah,
it's outrageous. Yeah.
Think about that if you are buying or considering buying a new car, because it's going to be even higher than that. So, Jeff,
you're in Washoe County, correct.
Thank you so much for calling and giving us the heads up on what's going on. People need to act. They need to challenge the city council and the commissions.
Give them my website, please.
Which one? You've got so many.
I do. How about RenoTaxRevolt.com, RenoTaxRevolt.com. But we need lawyers. I mean, this can be challenged. It's all blatantly illegal. So we need the lawyers, but what can we do?
Yeah, exactly. Until we get law and lawyers on our side, because you know what? So many of them are busy with the election challenges, but the others out there, they just don't want to go against either side. They know if they go against the city council or the county commission, they're probably not going to get work in the future. And that's just so sad.
And Monica, again, we had how many houses burn up on Cash Hill and Skyline? And was that fire station open? Again, they're allowed to use drugs. We don't have volunteers. They don't have full automatic aid with other agencies. It's outrageous, and somebody has to do something.
Yeah, I believe it's 5 homes now, and more than that, double digits of buildings that were damaged. So, Jeff Church, RenoTaxRevolt.com, thank you so much for giving us the heads up and keeping us informed.
Thank you, Monica.
Travel safe. Steve is joining us now. Steve wants to talk about closing down once again, which is, looks like from the information that I'm getting, people should start getting letters here very shortly about shutting down for 6 weeks after the 24th. Steve, thanks for calling into the program.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I don't even know where to start now. That's the conversation about the fire department is just disturbing, because I was talking to a fire chief down in Carson, and his budget, I guess, has been the same since the 70s. So, I mean, we're talking neighboring counties or night and day. It's wild. As in the mask mandate, we were down for the Steal Your Vote at Carson last weekend, and it was a great turnout. But me and my family, we decided to drive by the governor's mansion where he was all hiding out because he was all cootied up with COVID, and nobody was over there. And it's like, we got to take a stance, and we got to, you know, we know the guy. We know he was in Carson. We should all have been down there standing on his lawn, you know, trying to get his house open, get him out of that house, and maybe some of those five home people, the people that their five homes burned, maybe they should use his house.
That's not his house. That's not his house, Steve. I'll correct you on that. That's our house. That is our house. Yeah, and you're right. We do need to get him out of there.
And so it was weird because we drove by, all the shades were closed. There was like three NHP. He was in there. And so it was like, you know, it would have been great to go over there. But turn the page on that. You know, we know he's afraid of everything. I don't know if you saw the story in Apple Hill with that restaurant up at 50. OSHA came in with CHP on them, and they shook them down and made sure that they weren't going down without a fight, and they're still open. So we need to get that going over here in Nevada. I've talked around on social media. There's a lot of us that we don't wear masks. I keep on getting shaken down by 25-year-olds for not wearing a mask. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's like we've
that's because they've been indoctrinated. That's the education that they've received, Steve, and they're pushing this whole agenda. So what was that? Your phone's kind of going in and out. What was the name of that restaurant again?
It's the Apple Hill restaurant, I believe, on Highway 50 right there. If you go down Highway 50 in California, it's the one that's right there on the ridge.
Good for them. Good for them.
Yeah. And so I want us as Nevadans, because I've had a lot of conversation with other non-mask wearers. I'm tired of getting shaken. I get shaken down by 25-year-olds. Why can't we get together, 1,000 of us? Let's get 1,000 of us together and let's go to Costco maskless dance party. I mean, let's get this going. The little guy can't afford that fine. Costco can, Walmart can, Target can.
Yeah.
Most of these guys are afraid to even enforce because they don't want a lawsuit. And I've called before and I said that I have district managers' phone numbers and I've bought it individually, but I think we need 1,000 of us to stand up and, go maskless. Let's have a maskless party in Costco.
We should. And well, I heard that Walmart is actually going back and they're going to start the stringent mask mandates again. So, and if they do, well, then I'm not going there, even though that's convenient shopping.
You know,
it's not going to happen.
No, but I mean, it's as easy as 1,000 of us, 500 of us get together. We all shop maskless in a group. They shake us down. We take those beautiful carts of frozen food and meats and all that, and we leave it be, and we walk out and let them deal with it. You know, we could fight like this. We can. I mean, 500 of us, okay, bring the police officers in. Unless they're CHP, they're not going to do anything. We need to do this in the back.
Steve, start the Facebook page. I'll promote it with you. Start the Facebook page, get people signed up, and then we'll let people know when we're going out and going shopping.
Amen. Yeah, we go shopping. They can't get us all. And I'm at a point where I tell my wife all the time, I spent all my time in high school and college to stay out of trouble, and I got in a lot of trouble because I was a kid. 47 years old now, and I'm afraid of getting in trouble again. This isn't the adulthood I was thinking of.
Well, this was the adulthood the elite were thinking of, but not us. So, Steve, thank you so much for calling in, and appreciate your ideas, and get the page started. We'll make it happen. We're going to take a quick break, and then I got a couple of thank yous to give out. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
The Monica J. Show.
A patriot of the first order.
On FM Talk 99.1.
KKFT.
92.3 FM Talk.
You got your opinions and I got mine.
And we need to share them and get them out in the public a lot more. Let me tell you. So I've got to give a couple of thank yous. First on this, I am way behind on this one. The other day, a couple of days ago, I was talking about a sports team, a little soccer team, low income, and they needed help with uniforms. It's all done. Thanks to you. Thank you so much. just from me mentioning it that one time, we raised the, let's see, she already had $500. We raised the additional $700 they needed for their uniforms. God bless each and every one of you that donated to that. To what's going on right now, this, thank you so much to all the texts and emails that I got. That was, 1,500 actually. Thank you so much. Raised even more than that. So thank you to all the people that were texting and emailing me. Louis, that we were talking about earlier, that if they get shut down, they may not come back. Thank you for the full name. Now I know exactly what this treasure is that we cannot lose. It's Louis Basque Restaurant. We cannot lose Louis Basque Restaurant. They are a Louis Basque Corner. They are a tradition here in Northern Nevada. We cannot lose them. So we can't shut down again. If Seattle can have autonomous zones and set the place on fire and close businesses down, why can't we do autonomous zones and keep our damn businesses open? How about that? How about that? That takes community. That takes all of us together. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.